Hi, welcome to this April 29th, 2026 episode of the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of key developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at regulatory progress, clinical trial outcomes, and early-stage innovation targeting difficult-to-treat cancers. First up, Henlius and Organon have secured European Commission approval for a pertuzumab biosimilar. This marks an important step in expanding access to HER2-targeted therapies for breast cancer patients across Europe. Biosimilars like this are expected to improve affordability and accessibility while maintaining comparable safety and efficacy to the reference biologic. Next, Pfizer reported positive phase 3 data for its multiple myeloma treatment, Elrexfio. The therapy demonstrated a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival, highlighting its potential as a new option for patients with relapsed or refractory disease. These results reinforce the growing role of bispecific antibodies in oncology, particularly in hematologic cancers where treatment resistance remains a challenge. Finally, Genexine shared promising preclinical data on GXBP1, a novel candidate targeting the transcription factor SOX2, traditionally considered undruggable. Early findings suggest the therapy may help overcome cancer-resistant mechanisms, opening the door to new strategies in targeting hard-to-reach molecular pathways. Across today's updates, a consistent theme emerges: expanding treatment access, improving patient outcomes, and pushing the boundaries of what's considered druggable in cancer therapy. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit BioPharmInternational.com.